Bandwidth for the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. That's CacheFly.com. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Welcome to the Avaya Podcast Network at the Avaya Partner Connection Day 2013, Boston. Your host, Guy Clinch, brings you interviews and profiles of participants, Avaya executives, event sponsors, and the Avaya Partner Connection Day 2013 award recipients.
Hi, it's Guy again, originating the Avaya Podcast Network from the Avaya Partner Connection Day, Boston 2013, at the fabulous Dave & Buster's in Braintree, Massachusetts. We're continuing our series of interviews with Avaya partners, sponsors, and executives at this great event. And now our guest I'd like to introduce you to is Jim Geary. Jim is the Vice President of Northeast Sales for Avaya. Welcome to the podcast, Jim.
Guy, thank you. I'm excited to be here today and certainly to be excited to be part of Avaya. I just joined the team in early January, coming from a 20-plus year engagement at both Verizon and MCI. Had a terrific opportunity to work with many of the partners that had been here today and certainly have spent a lot of time in the Northeast region. I've covered both the government section, the national account section, commercial accounts, as well as the mid-tier section, and believe we've got a lot of things that we can work on today and over the next couple of weeks and quarters ahead to drive the business for Avaya and our partners.
Great. So what are some of those things that you're talking about to be working on with our partners? What do you see the areas of growth?
We really see a focus right now in an area called our mid-market, right, which is probably 20,000 employees and less. We see this area as being a terrific growth area of both customers who require a full end-to-end service offering. We do that through a combination of our IP office service offering, as well as our video services that we include in that. Customers look to us as a single source provider through our partners in the commercial sector to drive that end-to-end solution.
Well, if this event is any indication, you certainly have a robust and growing group of partners out there, a lot of excitement at this event. So thinking back before you joined Avaya, what were the kinds of things that enticed you to come to work here?
Well, there was three main things that I see that really make up the opportunity for us here at Avaya. One is a terrific customer base, loyal customer base built on a lot of our contact center solutions as well as our unified communication services. We've got a loyal following there that continues to grow with us. We also see just a great partner commitment really to the business. And while I see that in other areas, not like I see it here at Avaya. Today's event is just a clear-cut example of over 300 people that came up to the Boston area to join us today to talk about our strategy and our direction forward. So those two main areas are really the things that I think that were unique to me to say, if you got good technology, you got great partners, and you got great customers, those are the ingredients for a great company.
Fantastic. So if I were the CEO of a partner who was competing against Avaya and I was considering maybe switching teams and coming to represent the Avaya product line, what would be your elevator pitch? What would you tell me that is most important to me to entice me to change?
As a CEO, I think you have to look at what are the things that are driving your business, right, that you need to have a good partner to help you achieve your goals. And if you look at the portion of the business that we think and believe that we've got the solutions for, I would say, one, if your people need to communicate and be very efficient in what they do on a day-to-day basis, we have the solutions to help you get there. Through our unified communication suite of services, plus our contact center services and video, the combination of those are powerful in helping you drive a more efficient workforce.
Do you have a set of initiatives that you're bringing to Avaya that you'd like to accomplish in 2013 and beyond?
I think there's two or three of those that I would say I'm focused on. One is productivity, right? We need to get more productivity out of both our partners as well as our direct sales force within Avaya. We're going to do that through, you know, as we've segmented our sales force and our customer base with very targeted solutions. We believe we can, you know, drive a much higher output.
Well, that's fantastic, Jim. So what do you think about this event, the Avaya Partner Connection Days? If someone were thinking about coming, what would entice them to attend an Avaya Partner Connection Day?
Yeah, I think clarity is one of the things I've been talking to the partners at. We're a little bit after the event here today, and I've had a chance to speak to many of them. They really appreciate the clarity of the direction that we're heading in. And that's both from certainly a product and solution standpoint, a go-to-market alignment with the partners to ensure We are very, very targeted and focused on the areas that we want to go forward with. I think the roadmap that we start to present to them around the solutions is a terrific takeaway for them to take back to their customers and present both a short and a long-term plan to help them grow their business.
Well, thank you, Jim. We've just been speaking with Jim Gehry, Vice President of Northeast Sales at Avaya, recorded at the Avaya Partner Connection Day Boston at Dave & Buster's in Braintree, Massachusetts. This is the APN Podcast Network and your host, Guy Clinch, wishing you all the best in your productive day.
This has been the Avaya Podcast Network, recorded live from Braintree, Massachusetts, and the Avaya Partner Connection Day 2013. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.